So grateful today in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray right now by the power of the Spirit of God that, Lord, direct us into listening to your word, O God. Lead us, Holy Spirit, this morning in the name of Jesus. I pray for my friends. I pray for all the members of this church, O God, in their houses right now, their families, their friends, O God, whoever they are connected to. I speak your blessing right now in the name of Jesus, and I declare divine empowerment and strength upon each one of them in Jesus' name. Enable us, O God, to hear your word this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I'm going to quickly read from the book of Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8. This is one of the favorite stories about prayer, which was taught by the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. The Bible says, one day Jesus taught his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. There was a judge in a city, in a certain city. He said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. I am going to see that she gets justice because she's wearing me out with her constant requests. Then the Lord said, learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man comes or returns, how many will he find on the earth who have faith? Praise be to the name of God. Now, we know this portion of scripture, that it is one of the interesting stories which Jesus Christ taught concerning prayer. We know the purpose of the story is stated in verse 1, that one day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. This was the purpose, to always pray and never give up. And this morning I've entitled this sermon in line with the very phrase which is pressed in here, as never give up praying. Praise the Lord. Never give up praying. Now, it is important to never give up to pray, because as human beings, most of the times, our prayer mood sometimes is motivated by different things. For example, we enjoy praying when things are going on well. We feel good, you know, because sometimes it just becomes, you know, part of the celebration to say, oh, God is good, hallelujah, because everything is okay. But there comes sometimes when things are not good. And as human beings, sometimes we tend to draw back to say, okay, I was praying faithfully all this time. I was committed in prayer. But why is it that things have not turned out the way I'd expected them to be? I wanted things to be good, but they have turned out differently. Therefore, that sometimes may draw us back from continuing to pray faithfully as we've been doing. And so the Lord Jesus Christ knew that times such as these would come on this earth. And therefore, he decided to encourage the disciples never to give up in prayer. In other versions, the Bible says, even not in other versions, just this one says that you should always pray and never give up. The word always, it means that in any circumstances, whether you are happy, you must pray. Whether you are sad, you must pray. When you feel sorrow, you must pray. When you are crying, you must pray. When you are experiencing hard times like this period, the season of COVID-19, we must pray. And we thank God for Vision Christian Fellowship and Pastor Michael for leading the everyday prayer meeting, an hour each day. That has been a wonderful movement. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to be praying all the time, especially in times like this. As a preacher and a leader, I've been receiving different messages, questions. People are asking to say, okay, if you say that you are a pastor and you trust in God, then where is God in what is going on right now? Thousands of people have been dying. Has God abandoned us? Is God seeing what is happening? I'm here to tell us today that God is there, because he's the God who never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. According to Hebrews chapter 13, the Bible tells us that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In verse 7. And I want you to know that even this which is going on right now, I may not say that God has brought COVID-19. No. But one thing that I'm certain is that God knows what is going on and is still in charge. Hallelujah. He's still in control because he's the all-powerful God. Blessed be to his holy name. Now, coming back to the portion of scripture, I want to say something about this. When we look in this story, the Bible describes two characters. The first character is that of a judge, that there was a judge in the city, in a certain city, because it is a story. And this judge was a man who neither feared God nor feared man. Just from hearing the description, this man was a very dangerous man, because people will refrain from doing some things for the fear of God or for out of respect of humanity. But this man had none of that. He neither feared God nor man. He had no regard for anybody. So it was all about him. Whatever he wanted went just like that. Now, this very judge was encountered by a simple woman. Now, it is very interesting to see in this portion of scripture that Jesus Christ does not use a character of somebody who is a legend or somebody who is a superpower or a hero or a warrior, but he uses a widow, which represents somebody who is vulnerable. Of course, the moment you hear widow or orphan, at that moment you are like, oh, this person is vulnerable. It means they need somebody to defend them. Now, look at this. This widow had nothing, but her persistence, her perseverance is all she got. Hallelujah. This is all what she had, her perseverance. The Bible says that she went to this judge and told him to say, grant me justice. Because you are in authority, grant me justice against my enemy. And the judge kept on ignoring her. What a bad thing. When you have got a pressing need and then somebody just keeps on ignoring you. But this did not put her off. She kept on going to him every day. She kept on pursuing this man to say, until you grant me justice, I will not stop coming. And then one morning, this very unrighteous judge woke up and said, oh no. Although I do not fear God or have any regard for man, but for the sake of my well-being, for the sake of my health, lest this woman wears me out, I will grant her what she wants so that I can remain in peace. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that this unrighteous judge granted the request of the poor widow. And the Lord Jesus Christ drew a lesson out of this, turning to the disciples. He taught them to say, look at what this unjust judge did. He rendered justice, not that he was a just man. He was an evil man, but because of the pressure which was put upon him, he decided to give this woman what she wanted. How much more will your Father in heaven give justice to those who call upon him day and night? I'm here to encourage each one of us this morning that the prayers that we pray to God, all the prayers that we've been praying from the time we started praying, God has been hearing those prayers and is answering them to the glory of his holy name. Hallelujah. And the good part of our God, unlike this unjust judge, God does not ignore our prayers. He is always attentive to hear the pleas of his children. Unlike this unjust judge, God does not answer our prayers because we wear him out of our asking. Actually, he is the God who never gets tired. As I've already said, he is the God who is all-powerful. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His mood is not determined, or he does not get tired like we do, like what this man did. He granted it because he was tired, but God is never tired. He answers us because he cares for us. That's why this morning I want to encourage us that even in the midst of everything that is going on around the world, take heart. Are you scared? Do you have anxiety because of what is happening? Are you afraid? The Bible is saying in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, that cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Hallelujah. God the Father is the Father who cares for you and me. He's not like the unrighteous judge. He's a righteous judge. He's a caring Father. Therefore, all the burdens that we have this morning, as families, as the church, as nations, we must cast them before the Lord. Because from him alone, help comes. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us again, I've already mentioned that the purpose of this story is to show us that we should always pray and never give up. We should pray when things are okay. We should pray when things are not okay. That is an act of faith. We should not act depending on the weather. When it is cold, oh, today it's very cold, I can't pray. Oh, today it's very hot, I can't pray. No. Oh, today I am angry, I am upset. I will not trust in God because of what is happening. No. We must pray always. When things like coronavirus comes on board like this, this is when we need to turn to God all the more. Hallelujah. Because our trust is in the Lord. We depend upon him. He is all-powerful. He is the one who commands the armies of both heaven and earth. Hallelujah. He has power to turn everything around. He has authority, absolute authority. Man can do damage in whichever way they want, but they have no absolute power like God does. God is more powerful. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 24, just an example of how God can be dangerous. When David took the census to count the people, because he wanted to glory in the number of mighty warriors that he had, that showed pride to God. And God sent the prophet to say, I'm going to send judgment upon him. Ask him, does he want to be pursued by the enemy? Or does he want me to bring it, to bring pestilence, to bring a famine? David was a clever man. He said, I choose to fall in the hands of God, because when I cry for mercy, God will have mercy on me, not man. All the same, God sent an angel, and that angel just lifted up the sword before the nation. And within a short period of time, about 185,000 people died. That is how powerful God is. One angel, that havoc took place. What if he sent, like what Jesus said, when Peter wanted to protect him by cutting the servant Marcus' ear? Jesus said, if I wanted, I could have dispatched 12 legions. I could have asked my father to dispatch 12 legions of angels to defend me. That is 6,000 times 12. That was going to be the end of the world. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell us that this God cannot do such a thing. He's a caring father. He hears our prayers. Therefore, he's the God that we need to trust. That's why the Bible in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5, tells us that we should trust in the Lord always. The Bible says that trust in the Lord always, and lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall make your path straight. Hallelujah. So this morning, I want us to be encouraged that let us not grow weary. Let us not give up in prayer. Even on Facebook, as I've been encouraging people, ministering, I've been receiving messages. People have been saying, hey, if God is there, then why are these things happening? God is not there. He has abandoned us. No, God has not abandoned us. Everyone who believes in him, this God is living, is still powerful. Hallelujah. And the thing is that whether you believe or not, God is still there and is still in charge. So it is up to you and me to draw more closer to him. My brothers and sisters, I want to encourage each one of us this morning, as wherever you are watching me from, I know these have been difficult times, but I want you to know that God is in charge. God is all-powerful. He cares for you. He knows you by name, that you are his, according to the book of Isaiah. He has called you by name, and he knows you. Each one of you, each one of us, he knows us. And he's going to protect us. If perhaps we are sick or we have family members that are sick, the Lord is going to heal as we trust him and believe him. is not like the unrighteous judge. He's the righteous judge. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the prayer, the persistent prayer of a righteous man avails much. James chapter 5, verse 16. The Bible talks about the man Elijah who prayed earnestly to God to shut up the heavens, and it came to pass. And again he prayed to God to open up the heavens. It came to pass. In the same way today, whatever mountain that might be before us, as we pray, God is going to come through to the glory of his holy name, so that his name can be praised, not man's name. Amen. So we should not be afraid. We should not worry. God even knew this season that it would come. I was just sharing with Brother Bill when I just came in to say, this is strange because mid last year, I had a dream that I stood before this altar like this and I was preaching. Meanwhile, the benches were empty. If you asked my wife, Mary, right now, she would tell you, I kept on thinking about that to say, what is the meaning of this? Where is this coming from? What is going to happen? Where will the people go? And so the moment when I made the arrangement with Brother Daniel, when he was asking me whether I was to be home or to preach from here, I said, I'm coming. And after we communicated and agreed, immediately that flash came to say, oh my God, that is coming to pass. And when I entered, that was a confirmation. There are no surprises before God. That's why I told Brother Bill, I said, you know what? Mid last year, I saw this. I didn't know what was going on, but I just saw that I was speaking. I was speaking, and the benches in the church, they were empty. I could only see few individuals, and I'm just seeing two people right now. But by faith, I'm able to see each one of you in your houses. Hallelujah. The Lord is with you, my brothers and sisters. God is with us. There are no surprises before God. And right now, I just want to take some time to pray. I'm just going to pray for the sick. I'm just going to pray for those that feel discouraged, those that are feeling afraid. I know the time is coming also for the prayer ministry, you know, where you can just call in and begin to present your requests. But I'm going to pray with you right now. As I've said, that do not give up praying. If you've been drawing back because of what has been happening, maybe you are no longer working, because this is what has been going on. I want to tell you that worry not. The Lord is in control. It shall be well with you to the glory of his name. If you are sick, we are going to believe God for healing to the glory of his name. So don't give up. Let's pray right now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray by the power of the Spirit of God. I pray for your people right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every power of anxiety in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I speak freedom, O God. Set your people free right now by the authority of your word. I declare freedom upon them in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick, or if you have got a family member or a friend who is sick, as you stand with me in faith together with the church this morning, we stand and agree by the power of the name of Jesus Christ. We declare healing upon that person right now. We declare restoration upon that person right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we pray right now that arise, enter that hospital. Lord, enter that house right now. Enter those families, oh God, and let the wind of healing come upon them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare the anointing that breaks yokes, the anointing that brings freedom, Almighty God. We break every shackle of COVID-19. We come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, because you are the God who is able and you are more than able. Father, we declare healing right now. Heal your people, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. And I declare divine protection upon each one of us, Almighty Father, that this power shall not touch us. In the name of Jesus, I declare the hedge of fire to be around each one of us. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, mighty Father, even for those that are working in hospitals, in every place of work, Almighty God, like Dr. Sanjeev, Almighty God, we pray right now for the medical personnel. We declare divine protection over them, even as they are administering, Almighty God, to the sick. In Jesus' mighty name, Son of the living God. Blessed be your name, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory because you are the God who is able and you are more than able. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Father. I pray, Almighty Father, that, Lord, encourage those that are discouraged right now. All those that are afraid and brokenhearted, I pray for the divine uplifting in their spirits. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says in the book of Mark chapter 11 and verse 24 that whenever we stand praying, we should believe that we've received what we've asked for and it shall be ours. I believe in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that our God has answered our prayers and he will continue to answer our prayers even as we pray in the course of the week. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord protect you. May the Lord keep you and watch over your lives now and forevermore. Amen.